This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. A little bit of gratitude. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. Whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or AM 1100, the flag, right here in the Red River Valley, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch, KLTC, KTGO, the iHeart app, however you're listening, glad you're there. Remember that app. You can just take us with you anywhere you're at. You get out of the truck and you get into the cab. Stuff to do, bring it along. I mean, the other day, somebody were feeding pigs, and the phone didn't work there, so they had to use Wi-Fi. And I said, well, there you go. There's a great another opportunity to bring the radio along. We love it very much. All right, we are going to focus in a little bit on June and November and some upcoming elections over the next number of days as we count down to election 2018. And this past weekend, as we talked about last hour, the Democratic Convention gathering in Grand Forks. Max Schneider, former state legislator and also a Democratic Party leader, now a candidate with the Democratic endorsement of the convention this weekend for the United States House, joins us today on the program to recap the weekend, talk a little bit about his views and his platform. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Yes, glad to have you on the program as well. Appreciate the time today.
Anytime.
Let's start a little bit with the decision to get into this race. The story that's floating around is you were on vacation in some warm, really nice place and got a call from Heidi Heitkamp. Said, Mac, you got to do this for me. Were you recruited into the race? Is that the accurate story?
The vacation part of that story is true. The rest of it is not. And Scott, as you know, I'm self-employed. And obviously, if you're going to do something like run for Congress, the people of North Dakota are going to expect you to meet with them individually, and rightly so. And so it only became clear to me about 3 weeks ago that financially I would be able to do this responsibly and be able to make that commitment to my clients and the people that I work with and my family. And then also on the family side of things, it was clear only about 3 weeks ago that the support was there to do this. And so I had a very narrow window of opportunity to jump in the race, and I've just been beyond excited about the possibility of competing for the public trust and really making the case that, you know, North Dakota's member of Congress, we only have one. It has to be someone who's going to be an independent fighter for this state. You know, that means working with the president on things like repealing burdensome regulations like the Waters of the U.S. rule. But it also means standing up to the administration, working with whoever I can work with to advance North Dakota's interests when it comes to, you know, beating back these flawed proposals on trade that are coming from the administration. So honored to be in the race. Really kind of came on quickly, but I'm raring to go, and it's going great so far.
My sparring partner every now and then on different political issues, Chris Berg, and I were talking about this race one day, and he raised the issue that he thought it was a question that should be raised, that, you know, you had a conversation with Ben Hansen, who was the Democratic candidate at one point, and said you would not be a candidate, you know, a friend of yours, and yet then you end up becoming a candidate, sort of, a character question, so to speak. In my mind, that's sort of politics. I guess some people could see it as a character question, and I argue that, well, that just happens in politics. I mean, people say they're not going to run, and then they change their mind, and they decide to run. But did you have a conversation with Ben Hansen telling him you would not be a candidate?
Well, I had the conversation I had with Ben Hansen was face to face before I decided to make it public that I was going to run. And Ben and I have been friends for over a decade. We worked very closely together in the legislature. Same thing with Senator John Gravenger and I. And it's all three of us were on the same page that competition makes everyone better. And I wish you could have seen it, Scott, and maybe you did. I know I saw you at the convention this weekend, but I mean, before we're going on stage to compete for our party's nomination, the three of us are talking, we're chatting with each other's family members. I mean, this was a good faith competition And now I'm on the same page. I mean, it's I couldn't think of two other people, two finer individuals and finer lawmakers to compete against than Ben and John. We were friends before this started. We're friends today, and we're all going to be pulling in the same direction this fall.
And so do you not anticipate having primary competition? Are those two not going on in June, either one of them?
That's my understanding. I'd ask you to ask them that question. I think it's fair. But, you know, whatever happens, we're going to focus on this race and making the case to North Dakotans that we need someone who's going to be a fighter for North Dakota in that office. And so that's up to Ben and John. Nothing's going to change the fact that the three of us are very close. And whatever they choose, that's fine.
If you have a question or comment for Max Schneider, our guest today on What's On Your Mind, certainly welcome. 258-0550, the local number, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. And, of course, you can always text Todd or I as well. John of Bismarck has a question for Mac. Go ahead, John.
Got a question for your guest. He mentioned about the WOTUS bill or the WOTUS law. Heidi Heitkamp voted for it. Would he do the same? And does he know the repercussions in agriculture, which is a large industry in North Dakota, what that would do to agriculture alone?
I think you had a bad connection, but we got the gist of it there, Mac.
Yeah, I let Senator Heitkamp speak for herself, but as my understanding, her position, she's strongly against the Waters of the U.S. rule. I share that view. I think it's federal overreach. You know, Scott, in my day-to-day job, I sue the federal government. I mean, that's something that if there's someone that understands the overreach of federal regulations, it's me. And I will absolutely, just as I do in my law practice, stand up for North Dakotans when the heavy hand of the federal government extends too far. And certainly, I think the best example of that is the Waters of the U.S. rule. You know, trying to define navigable waters, you know, down to basically prairie potholes. It's ridiculous and unnecessary. And I'm glad the Trump administration has taken steps to roll that back and make sure that doesn't adversely affect farmers and ranchers. So that's one where I would work hand in glove with the administration to stand up for North Dakota.
Thanks for the call. Others welcome, 258-0550. When you announced your decision to seek the convention endorsement, made a decision not to talk to the media.
Not true, Scott. The day I announced, I had three press conferences in three North Dakota cities. So I just want to correct the record on that.
Didn't you say? We got a response. I guess there saw some other media reports that you were not going to talk to the media until after the convention. Meant after your announcement, I guess.
Well, I was on Mr. Port's show that day. I had three press conferences in North Dakota. I think I've never been unavailable to the press and certainly wouldn't make myself unavailable to the press in announcing a run for Congress.
All right. Well, you know, I saw that reported in a couple of places that you were going to focus on the convention, be happy to talk to the media afterward. Just made me wonder what kind of conversations are going on with the delegates that might be different than what would be one that would go on to everyone. But did you go to conventions? Did you have conversations with the delegates in that space between announcing and the actual a delegation? If so, what kind of conversations come up?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds of delegates, both in person, over the phone, again in person at the convention. And in many cases, these are people that I've known for years, but in a lot of other cases, they're new people, which is very exciting, you know, to see people attracted to the North Dakota Democratic NPL. You know, it's been a while since we've had a competitive race for the U.S. House. Probably my entire lifetime, I don't think there's been a competitive race for the nomination for the U.S. House in this party, and that helped grow some excitement around the convention. So literally calling hundreds and hundreds of delegates, and that's a real learning opportunity for anybody who's a candidate. And so hearing about their concerns, and I think what people want more than anything else is a return to pocketbook issues, you know, the things that really matter in North Dakotans' lives, North Dakota jobs, balancing the budget, strengthening Social Security and Medicare, you know, focusing in on education. I mean, those are the kitchen table issues that I think we're ready to return to. You know, North Dakotans have seen this partisan circus that's going on in Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats yelling at each other seemingly nonstop. I think they're ready to elect someone who's willing to pull up the stakes on that circus and just, you know, keep their head down, you know, work diligently on the issues that affect the kitchen table.
What would you say is the most important issue to delegates? What did you hear specifically from them that they want in a Democratic candidate?
You know, I think North Dakota jobs is a big issue. I think more than anything, someone who's willing to work with anyone to advance North Dakota's best interests. Very broadly, those are the concerns. But, you know, it was a great learning experience talking to these delegates, I mean, literally hundreds across the state. And we had a turnout at our convention that we haven't seen for quite some time. So it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, so tell me there. I'd heard some reports it was about 450, and that's a little bit above average of 400, I guess. But then, obviously, in your race, I think there was north of 600 votes. So what was the number, and what does it compare to?
Yeah, you know, it's 600, I think, is good enough for government work. I mean, it's right around that amount. And again, that's in part because of the competitive race. I mean, Senator John Grabinger would have been a great nominee. Ben Hansen would have been a great nominee. The North Dakota Democrats had three good choices for that race. A lot of them showed up to vote for their preferred candidate. I feel very honored to come out on top and to compete for North Dakota's trust.
Let's talk about the state of the Democratic Party in North Dakota when we come back after a short time out with Max Schneider. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profits opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All North Dakota checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required nomination form and agreement to serve form and submit both to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. These positions are open to all individuals without regard to race, color, national origin, gender, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, marital or family status, political beliefs, parental status, or protected genetic information. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To download the nomination form and agreement to serve form, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Find them online, too, at highplainsapache.com or in Mandan. It's a great spot to stop to see them. Or you can see them Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know the spray application biz, and nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Simple as that. Call them in Mandan, 632-2375, or online at highplainsapache.com. More of our conversation with Max Schneider, Democratic candidate for the House, endorsed this past weekend at the state convention in Grand Forks. I'm glad to know I'm not crazy, Mac, but I did find an email from you March 7th saying you were too busy and would need to do interviews after the convention. So just so you know,
that email was sent right around the time that I was giving three press conferences in three parts of the state. So I don't think it was fair to say I didn't talk to the media, Scott.
Yeah, okay. Well, you kicked off the campaign talking to the media, but you didn't do interviews in the middle. That's all I'm saying. I was critical at the time to say that's
on talking to delegates. I think that's fair. Yes.
Yeah, right. And you know, and again, my point at the time is when you're talking to delegates, you tend to say one thing. When you talk to the rest of the state, you tend to say another. So that's a little bit convenient. So that's the only reason.
Well, that's what you say. I say, Scott, that's not true.
All right. Well, that's why I asked the question, but let's let the record reflect that exactly what I said happened.
You're eavesdropping on my conversations with delegates. I don't think you have a basis to say that, just to be fair, Scott.
No, that's okay. I understand, but I mean, it's just there is a difference in the messages, without question. Let's go to some calls because lots of folks are waiting. William in Western North Dakota for Max Schneider. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a little statement and a question. I guess, do you realize how far left your party has gone? I mean, they're basically, the base of your party now is made up of a socialist movement. I would say borderline communist. I don't know how a guy can be a Democrat with a straight base anymore. They scare me. And the ones in Washington, I'm not talking about just your average liberal nutcase out there on the street, but they're fighting now against the truth of what's the corruption in the FBI. I mean, what do they want? Would they rather have a Gestapo type operation running the FBI? I mean, it's unbelievable. When the truth comes out, they still will disavow the truth.
All right, let's give Mac a chance
so
to William.
That they'll disavow anything.
William, I want to give him a chance to answer some of it. Okay, go ahead. My question is,
why do you guys always want to run like you sound like a Republican? And then you get in there and you line up like a little robot and vote for the Democrats. And what do the Democrats want to do in Congress now? They want to impeach the president. They want to steal a duly elected president from the people of this country who elected him. I've never seen anything lower. I don't know how a guy can be a Democrat. There used to be a day when Democrats and Republicans were not that much different. But now we look at Democrats as the enemy because they want to destroy this country. And you run as chameleons. Could you answer that, please?
Well, I'm not sure if there was a question. Maybe I missed it if there was, but I appreciate
comment. Why do you guys always run like you're a Republican? We hear the same garbage out of your mouth all the time. Oh, I'll work with both sides, and I'll do this and that, and I'm for the people of this country. Then you guys get down here like little robots that the Democrats are, and you're completely...
All right, I got it. And others have asked the same thing, Mac, in a different way. But you know, just essentially to say, you know, you got a sound middle of the road to get elected here. This frustrates people, so I'll let you address it.
Well, I don't think it's about sounding like something, and certainly, I do think National Democrats have gone too far in many cases. And I can't answer for them. I'm not running to represent the Democratic Party. I'm running to represent North Dakota. And I have a record that goes much farther back than my announcement for Congress. And it's one where I've had the support of Second Amendment groups. It's one where I've had the support from the coal industry. And my values are supporting education, supporting working people, supporting teachers, police officers, and that record is there for all to see. And so please do check the record. I'm not running to represent Democrats. I'm running to represent the state of North Dakota.
John West Fargo for our guest. Go ahead quickly.
Yes. Mac, I bet you before, I think you ran for the insurance commissioner's position. Am I right on that?
Can you repeat the question? I'm having a hard time hearing that.
No, I've met you before, and you seemed like a nice guy and everything, but let me just, you know, this is the show saying what's on your mind. You said, I want to fight for North Dakota. But we already have somebody who said, I want to fight for North Dakota. That's Heidi Heitkamp. She's done anything but fight for North Dakota, and that's why she's in trouble. We like, as a state, we like Trump. We like what he's done. The state is overwhelmingly red. And like that other guy was referencing, why do I believe if you're elected, you won't vote 80 to 100% of Trump's agenda? And so it becomes a trust issue, Mac. And, you know, you say, oh, I like that he's doing away with regulation. So can you answer or give me your thought on, I'm fully convinced if you're elected, you will not vote with the Trump agenda 80 to 100%, which is where North Dakota's at, which we like. So that's my question. How would you do this? I mean, how are you going to win my trust?
Well, what I'm going to do, my agenda would be North Dakota's agenda. And where that agenda lines up with President Trump, absolutely I'm going to work with the administration, not just on repealing regulations, but strengthening our military, strengthening our Air Force bases here in North Dakota. But if North Dakotans are looking for someone who's going to just simply vote with President Trump all the time, no matter what the impact is on North Dakota, you know, please vote for whoever the nominee of the other party is. My focus is going to be on issue by issue, advocating for the state of North Dakota, where that means working with the administration. I'll be proud to do it. I got beat up on my side because I said I'd be proud to work with the administration when it means advocating for North Dakota. But that's my promise. If it's good for North Dakota, I will be there to fight for it, no matter who's on the other side. And if it's bad for North Dakota, I'm going to work with whoever I can to oppose anything that's going to harm our state's best interest. So if you're looking for someone who's loyal to the president 100% of the time, that's probably not going to be me. If you're looking for someone who's loyal to North Dakota 100% of the time, that is me.
The part you didn't hear is he asked if you were an insurance commissioner, and that was Jasper Schneider, just to clear up
the
caller's
question.
No, that's
Jasper, yeah. I don't want to get Jasper in any trouble here.
I only have 30 seconds before the music is going to start, and there's a lot of other calls. So we'd like to have you back regularly during the campaign, Mac. We plan to give us some access to be able to talk to callers like today.
Yeah, absolutely. You got my cell phone, Scott. I've always enjoyed talking to you, and I look forward to doing it again throughout the course of the campaign.
In 20 seconds or less, what did you think of what Hillary Clinton said last week in India?
Absolutely atrocious. It is incredibly frustrating, and that's not the word that I that I want to use. Please stop talking about the 2016 election. Please stop ripping on my part of the country. And if you have anything productive to say, have it be about the future of our country. Don't denigrate anybody in any part of this this wonderful country that we all live in.
Thanks for the time today, Mac. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Didn't get a chance to get into any meat and potato issues, but that's a good first start here, folks, and I appreciate the calls. Jerry Bismarck, Dustin Mandan, Bob and Fargo, sorry you were on deck, but we just ran out of time. Got to go.
Call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyBlackPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
On your mind, another candidate for the United States House, this one on the Republican ticket. Tom Campbell will join us in just a minute. Kelly Armstrong tomorrow on the program. Those two candidates and others are vying for the Republican nomination at their convention, also in Grand Forks, now a little less than 3 weeks away. So we're getting down to the point here where we're going to have some candidates. So it sounds like Max Schneider does not believe he'll have primary competition come June. Obviously, that question not yet settled on the Republican side, but if those of you that had questions for Mac also want to ask your questions to Tom Campbell, that's certainly welcome today as well. So Jerry and Bismarck, Bob and Fargo are still there and did not get in with Mac, so stay tuned if you want to ask those questions. We'd love to have you. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number, Monday edition of the program. And CJ's here from DAC Diesel to tell us a little bit about the new week and what's on tap. CJ, what are you going to be working on?
Couple head gaskets this week. I think I told you about those on Friday, so it's one of these, or no, I guess it was Thursday, but yeah, finishing up some head gaskets. Got a big truck in here for a problem at, I guess it was at a couple other shops, never got figured out, so, you know, we'll get that figured out this week too, you know, so it's just one of those things, you know, whether you got major issues, minor issues, something that other shops can't figure out, definitely give me a call. You know, I got a lot of experience in troubleshooting, and I, you know, I'm not a know-it-all, but I try to do the absolute best I have with the knowledge that, you know, I do have, and my customers are very pleased with what I'm able to figure out for them. So, you know, as a mechanic, I can't know everything. I wish I could, but that, you know, I just can't do that. So, that's one of the things. The other thing I want to say is, you know, if you got, you know, with spring coming up, if you got issues with your tractor and even your semis, you know, your farm trucks for, you know, hauling the seed out to the field, you know, definitely give me a call. Even if it's something you got problems with your emissions, definitely give me a call on that. We got solutions down here. And it'll, whether you got a light on or whatever, we have solutions to take care of that problem, take care of it permanently. So,
give them a call.
Yep. Sounds yep. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say your numbers. I should want to. 258-5011 or call them on the cell at 210-0888. Get in on a great special that goes for a few more days here till the end of the month. DakDiesel.com. CJ, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
Tom Campbell, Republican endorse, rather a Republican candidate for the endorsement in the House race in North Dakota. Of course, that'll happen at their convention coming up here as well. And he joins us now on our newsmaker line. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Things are going great.
Fantastic. So, where you've been crisscrossing the state? Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Yeah, actually, in Grafton today, Just finished out west. I went to the governor's prayer breakfast the end of last week, and then went to Dickinson. They had their resolutions committee meeting. Stopped by there on the way to Watford City. District 39 had their reorganization meeting on Saturday, and then back home to Grafton Sunday. So it was a little bit of a west swing, and it's always fun to visit with, you know, the delegates and constituents, and I've been very encouraged. I had visited with a lot of ranchers and farmers, and even a lot of energy people that are supporting me, and I'd like to see some of the things in my agenda. So I've been very excited. It's been fun. I went out to eat late to dinner Saturday night in Grand Forks with some friends, and I came back. So it's been crazy. Actually, believe it or not, I'm putting new tires on my rear Tahoe as we speak in Grafton right now. So I'm ready to roll again come noon.
New set of treads and off you go, huh? What are the delegates talking about? What's got them fired up right now?
Well, you know, a big thing for a lot of the farmer and rancher delegates is the big challenge with President Trump right now on, you know, the fees, the tariff fees he's going to be putting on steel and aluminum. A lot of people are concerned that it may affect our ag products. You know, of course, 70% of our farm products are exported outside of the United States. And, you know, a trade war, a lot of times nobody wins, and we don't want to be the, get hurt on that with our farm products. We have a lot to lose, and that concerns me. And I've always said it from day one that I've always supported 100% of Trump's agenda, except the fact that if he ever starts a trade war and we lose in that thing, that I would not support that. And not that it's going to happen, but it could happen. And hopefully part of his negotiations is just maybe a bluff on this too. So we'll see, but I'm definitely supporting the farmers and ranchers because we need our prices are low enough the way it is, and we need, you know, corn, soybeans, and wheat. They need to get back up at least a buck or two to make it something besides break even. So I'm concerned, watching that very closely.
Questions or comments for Tom? Welcome here, just like we did the last half hour with Max Schneider. You can dial us up at 258-0550. You can also text Todd or I. Mine is 367-2054. Or his is 226-8503. Jerry in Bismarck for Tom Campbell. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Jerry. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, say, as usual, I called in and I wasn't able to ask Matt Schneider a question, but just three quick things here. Scott, when you're singing in church, just remember in the Bible it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Maybe it doesn't sound that joyful when Scott makes the noise, though.
hopefully his definition of joyful is a little better than my wife's. Then I'll be all right.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to say is the highest entity, this is just a little philosophical here for just a second or two, is the entity that we should be protecting in this country is not the village, as someone famous we know once said, or committee, or even a state or city or federal government, or even a world government. The highest entity is the individual. And that's because we have free will. That's why it was so important to the framers to guarantee us the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I've reached the point where it doesn't matter to me what the federal government does. I am so confident enough in myself because I know myself well enough that no matter what they do, I will find a way to survive and thrive. And I wish more people would think about that instead of thinking about how are we going to take care of this mass of people or that mass of people. Every individual is capable of better tomorrow than they are today, every human. And when you take that right away from them by supporting them without asking something in return, I cry inside because we're wasting human life. So now I'll get off my soapbox. And the thing I wanted to ask Max Schneider is, because I was at the Democratic Convention, my wife is supportive of that type of thing, and I went with her. And I found it interesting, and I talked to delegates there, and they were very nice people. There's no doubt about it. But I do remember talking to one young man, and I said, what's the deal? I said, doesn't Kramer go on Joel Heitkamp's show all the time and show up there for interviews? He said, yes, yes, he does. And I said, well, why doesn't Heidi Heitkamp come on Scott Hannon's show and answer questions on that show? What is the deal? So that's what I wanted to ask Max was, can you please use your influence to talk to that woman and get her to accept your invitations to come on your show and answer those questions? And really, that's about all I had to say was to ask him to do that.
All right, Jerry, I'm not going to ask Tom to answer that because I'm not even sure Mac or anybody would be able to. She needs to answer for that, mostly to the voters, not to us, this lack of accessibility. And I think I got a hint from Mac in his pushback of having previously told us that he wouldn't come on until after the convention on whatever date that was. I read that early in March. And now saying, I'll come on, you have my number, come on, so that he's going to go about it differently. Smart political move. He needs to. Obviously something she's not choosing to do. How about his overall philosophy, though, Tom, on the individual? I mean, therein lies a pretty significant difference in the Republican Party platforms and Democratic Party platforms, does it not?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in addition to that, we need to protect the family, because I think the last few years, our government has, you know, promoted too many maybe handouts where we need to have the family experience it and treasure it more, give them more, you know, experience with the education, the single parent families. We just need to kind of not rely on the federal government with welfare handouts and give more family, you know, hand ups. And so I think in addition to that, I agree with him, but it just, we can't forget about the value of the families. I think that's some of the core values that are being lost in our country right now, in our state, is the loss of family values. And that's where it all starts, in my opinion.
Bob in Fargo for Tom Campbell. Go ahead, Bob, your question.
Hi. You know, it's just amazing how Max Snyder, you know, if you look at the way he votes in the North Dakota legislature there, and then all of a sudden comes on and acts like he's such a conservative on the radio here, it's you could tell he's a Democrat. He talks to both sides of the ball. But, Mr. Campbell, would you be supportive for North Dakota to get, like, a price support on our crops so that our farmers don't go out of business?
I think, you know, we've had that on and off for many, many years, majority of the time. And I think when things get so bad, in order to protect, I'm afraid we probably have to, in order to protect our farmers, because right now, if we do lose our exporting for some reason, or a certain percentage of it, and the prices go below, let's just say, you know, wheat below $4 or something, or corn at $2, it doesn't make sense. So we're going to lose the ability of self-supporting ourselves in food. And then if things ever get tough with the World War III or some major, major worldwide event, guess what? We're not dependent on our own food like we are with energy. So we have to make sure we keep that. And if that's what happens and that's what we have to do, I would probably support that in the farm bill if it got too tougher or we lost our exporting ability with this free trade. I've always been for free trade, but it also has to be fair trade. And, you know, commenting with Max Snyder, what you said, what I'm afraid of, he's going to end up just like Senator Heitkamp, where she's going to say all those perfect things, we got to work across the aisle and everything, but then guess what? Her voting record the last 5 or 6 months has proved exactly opposite. She sided with the liberal left, Chuck Schumer's, the Democrats of the East and the West Coast. So it's easy for him to say that, but there's no question. I was in the Senate with him, and with his liberal voting record, we know exactly how it's going to end up. He's going to be just like Senator Heitkamp and disappoint us. So I just hope people remember that. At the end of the day, he's a liberal Democrat.
And I do believe Max Snyder will be very good at pulling the page out of the Democrats in North Dakota playbook that has worked very well going back to, you know, Earl Pomeroy, Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad. He worked for Earl for trying a lot, so he knows that playbook well, which is sound much more conservative than you are. More calls for Tom when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
At the Delta, help us highlight our great callers on this program. And Delta's growing fast on the way to being the premier oil field contractor in North Dakota. Call them first. They'll find a way. That's what they do. Simple as that. They find a way. I'll give you the area code first here. 406-250-8151. Give Eric a call. 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta, and guess what? We love our callers. They help us celebrate our callers here. Here's Chris, or Simon, rather. I'm sorry. The name's Simon from Grand Forks called in on Friday's show.
Talking about the whole Hillary situation and how she kept on blaming white men and husbands for influencing their wives and women. But as free Americans, we are left to make our own decisions. And in my case, what I was texting to you earlier this week was that my parents can influence me, but it's my own right to know what is right and wrong. And I have to make that decision every day.
Simon from Grand Forks with some insight from a youngster. Very nice. Tom, let me just piggyback on the comment about Hillary Clinton last week in India. I did ask Max Schneider about it, and he quickly threw her under the bus, saying, I wish she'd stop talking about the election. I wish she'd talking about ripping where I live and the place I love. Is this Hillary election, regrets, these comments going to hurt him and other Democrats in North Dakota, do you believe?
Well, it's just old sour grapes. Gosh, she's lost, a long, long time ago. And I just can't believe people keep bringing her up. And I'd just like to move on and focus on the positives with what Trump's been doing with successful agenda. I don't think so. I think Mac probably answered it correctly because it's old hat. And I just think that it's just sour grapes. Gosh, she lost, and there's all kinds of reasons. And I think without a doubt, I think most Democrats off the record would even admit that it's been a positive that she did lose, because look at the DAPL pipeline and all the bills, that the tax reform bills that wouldn't have happened. So it's just an absolute no-brainer. But as far as
While I agree with you that some of it's sour grapes, I think it also tells us a lot about their party and how they are consumed by identity politics. I mean, this is really all they have left is trying to place people in silos and say they're in that particular bucket, and the only one that's going to help them is Democrats. Do you see that as something that might be worthy of a conversation statewide?
Well, just like the Pennsylvania election too, people are going to think that's momentum, but they had a very moderate to even maybe almost a little bit of a conservative leaning candidate, and you can't generalize by that. So I just think that, like I said before, I can't believe that she's even in the media anymore. She's a has-been. That the Clintons, of all the things that they've done, I just can't believe that they're still out of jail and still being talked about. It's like, let's move on to the future of positive thinking and future growth than dwelling on excuses of the past that I think the Democrats need to distance themselves from. And Max Schneider's even smart enough to realize that. And Heidi, to move on, that's just going to tear them down, in my opinion, especially the way she's attacking everybody. There's nobody left that she hasn't attacked.
Grant and Bismarck for Tom Campbell. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Tom. So when Berg ran during his Senate run, he lost to Heidi using the Native American population. And it was down to the wire. So, do you see that could maybe kind of affect your run and possibly Kramer's?
Well, I think we've all learned from that. It's too bad because Rick Burke, in my opinion, he's a tremendous leader and he should have won. I think one of the biggest impacts for it that maybe cost him the race was that he didn't fight back on some of that negative super PAC advertising, those TV ads with the airplane. And I think that's what killed him, especially in Cass County, where he lost, by 2,900 votes. So that's what and to say it could happen again, I don't think so, because we've all learned from it. You can't lay on the tracks and get run over. You got to fight back. You got to fight fire and defend yourself. I'll tell you a quick story. Back, I was running for my first time in the state Senate then, and I had a lady in Larimore had said that her husband had just died, and they'd been conservative Republicans all her life, and she said that, I think my husband would roll over in the grave because I'm going to vote for Heidi because I think Rick Berg is not defending himself and he's guilty. And I don't like that. I've never heard from him. So, so many people, I think, had that same mentality that, at the end there, he should have maybe spoke up and told people what some of the things that Senator Heitkamp was just, it was just cold hearted lies in her advertising that was just made me sick to my stomach. And, a lot of people didn't know the truth. So to answer your question, I don't think it's going to happen again because we realize what not to do again, what maybe cost him his election. And I think the Native Americans, I've been in contact with so many of them. they're fed up with all the promises and empty lies that she's told them, that they're ready to move on and try something different is what I've been experiencing with them.
Emailer says, I recognize a non-answer is an answer, but I think the elected delegates deserve a solid answer regarding your intentions and the primary before potentially casting votes that may be disregarded.
You know, that question I put on 42,000 miles, Scott, since August, I've never been asked that. There's been lots of delegates and lots of constituents. I've always been a strong supporter of the Republican Party. I bowed out when Kevin decided to run for the Senate because I wanted to unite the party and, you know, be able to save Kevin's resources for taking on Senator Heitkamp and unseating her. I probably will listen and respect the party. I'm going to kind of get a feel for what people really want.
We're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we're out of time, by golly. Ed, Grant, Steve, sorry we didn't get to you. We'll have Tom back.
Vince, also known as Carson Wentz pal from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that Hot Springs Spa at Carson Wentz home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted the hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had three hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018 in whatever you do, you need a hot spring spa. I tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spa. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and why not too?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.